This is the Anglo Gold Ashanti Annual Report podcast series. Time now to chat to Mark Cutifani, who is the CEO of Anglo Gold Ashanti. Mark, of course, the business is based on gold. We had a record gold price in 2011. I think it was $1,930 an ounce, US dollars an ounce. That is, of course, a lot of skeptics saying to me that maybe it's run out of momentum. Never mind really where it is going, but how does your view of the gold price influence the way that the company plans for the future?
Well, Lindsay, it's obviously a topical subject in our organisation and globally, for that matter, given what's happening around the world. We think about gold in a fairly simple way. It costs about $1,250 to produce an ounce of gold. The industry needs about $1,650 for it just to even hold its current production level, and that's only returning around weighted average cost of capital. So I think $1,650 is the baseline number. Inflation's running at about 15% in the industry, somewhere between 10 and 15%. So we'd expect $1,650 as a base, increasing somewhere around $150 to $180 a year. We think there's a good chance it'll average north of $1,800 this year, and it'll sort of march on at about $150 a year for the next two or three years.
You have, of course, quite famously removed your hedge position. The gold price hits a record and several emerging market currencies weaken at the end of the year. Were you tempted at any point to hedge again?
No. We look at our competitive position. We're improving. We're a gold company. When people invest in us, we want them to think and know that they are investing in gold, and to hedge would be counter to that strategic approach to positioning in our industry.
A lot of investors I speak to bemoan the fact that gold shares have lagged the gold price yet again, particularly South African gold shares, though you seem to have a better second half of the year. When will we see gold stocks outpace the metal, do you think?
Well, one thing I would say is I'm bemoaning with them. The good news is we did outperform in the second half, but it was off a pretty poor first half. I think towards the second half of this year we should see outperformance. Gold companies are improving their dividends, so the cost of holding a share, in fact, you should see cash flow from holding share versus a net cost of holding an ETF, so I think that's a big advantage. And the fact that for every 1% improvement in the gold price, we're delivering a 2% improvement in our financial returns. So on fundamentals, I think the investors will see that over time.
Looking around the gold industry in general, it's becoming tougher for gold producers to increase production. How large do skills shortages loom for Anglo Gold Ashanti? I've spoken to your human resources EVP. I'd be interested to know what your view is.
I think it's a significant industry issue, and it goes beyond gold. I think it's the mining industry. In particular, senior professionals, technical people, right through to artisans at the basic skill level. So it's a challenge for all of us. We haven't trained enough people. One thing that Anglo Gold has done over many years is train more than its requirements, but unfortunately there are many industry players who aren't training even to meet their own requirements. So we've all got to push together. Good news is South Africa is well positioned in the mining engineering debate, with record numbers coming through WITS, Pretoria and other universities. So relatively speaking, we're in good shape, but on a global basis, a significant skill shortage. So the real risk for us in South Africa is people will leave the country. Those skills that we need will leave the country, and that's my great fear.
You are, of course, one of the global gold giants, and you're highly regarded in the industry, but how have you fared in attracting top-level skills to your business?
I think we've been more successful than most. In fact, with the restructuring of the business, there are 82 new faces in the top 100 roles. 41 have been promoted and developed internally, and 41 we've had to recruit externally. But the good news is, since making quite a number of changes in 2008 into early 2009, our annual turnover of those top role holders has been less than 3%. So we've done a good job holding them. But I tell you what, the market's becoming more aggressive. People are being offered all sorts of things to go overseas and to other countries. So we're going to have to keep working hard to keep the best.
I was at a mining indaba recently, and the phrase resource nationalism was on everybody's lips. Is resource nationalism an issue that seems to grow in importance every year? How does it impact Anglo Gold Ashanti?
Yeah, it's a big issue, particularly as people see rising commodity prices. The fact is that supply is tight. As a consequence, people are scrambling for those commodities that are being mined. We're seeing record prices. Problem is, we're seeing record inflation as well in the industry. So margins have improved, certainly in our industry, but not significantly. So obviously iron ore and coal are doing much better. But with that comes the usual conversations around, are we seeing enough? I think it's the right conversation. I think as mining companies, we shouldn't be scared of this debate. In South Africa, the good news is we've got away from the silly nationalisation conversation. We're now into a real conversation on mining resource rents and what we should be doing in terms of our contribution to the country. I think that's the right conversation, and we shouldn't be scared to have that in an open, transparent way. And hopefully by the end of the year, we'll have a good structure that we believe will encourage investment and at the same time provide the right sort of support for the country in terms of what it's trying to achieve as well.
Back to company issues now. You're planning growth of some 24%, I think it is, by 2014. It sounds ambitious given the industry's challenges. Do you think it's realistically achievable, Mark?
We certainly do. We've got six projects already in construction. We've got another three that we'd expect to see approved by the middle of the year. So we're doing all the physical things we need to do to deliver on those numbers. Now it really then becomes a matter of executing to deliver. So, you know, they're not things that we think we'd like to do. They're things we are doing, we're building, and we believe we can achieve it. And at worst, there might be some risk in the final delivery dates, but we're only talking months, so we're pretty confident we'll be there, certainly in 2014, but there'd be no doubt by 2015 we'll be up at the 5.5.
You alluded to cost inflation in the industry in the first question when we were debating the gold price itself, and it's another issue the whole industry is facing. How severe is the situation at present?
It's severe right across the industry, and I'm talking globally. The average inflation rate for the gold industry is running around 15%, has been for the last 7 years. It's a function of declining grades, mines are getting deeper, labour costs are increasing at record levels, energy prices obviously in South Africa are a major challenge. Input inflation, because iron ore and coal and all these things are very expensive, therefore steel is expensive, and that's something we use a lot of. Energy prices generally are quite significant, so we're all under pressure. The good news is, people haven't realised this, but in the last 2 years, our South African mining inflation, or in our operations, has been less than 12%. Because of the good work the team's done in improving productivities and reducing input costs. So it can be managed, but it's a tough battle all the way.
Yes, it is a tough battle, and you have to manage that tough battle, of course. I mean, apart from what you've just alluded to, what strategies do you have in place in order to keep those costs under control as much as you can as one company?
Well, we've got a significant change program. We call it Project One, which involves working with everybody, improving definition of roles and understanding how every individual can make a real difference to the company and for themselves. And so there's an organisation change program which is about tapping all of that potential we have in every one of 63,000 employees. We've rebuilt our business processes, which is a technical way of improving the way we do things, trying to strip waste out of the business. And the third element is working with everyone in terms of how we work together. We call it an engagement strategy, where it's about understanding, treating each other with dignity and respect, and giving everyone the opportunity to make a difference. And through those three programs, we literally touch every part of the business and every person in the business in terms of making a difference.
Mark, thank you so much for your time. That's Mark Cutifani, CEO of your company, AngloGold Ashanti.